All right, so the main point we're trying to make in the Machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim on Chulin, Dalet, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, is how do you explain the question on Rashi, right? The question on Rashi is a powerful question, that Rashi says that that what you get in exchange for Isser HaNoah has to be usher to the one who does the exchange, to the one who makes the exchange. Because otherwise you'll have damim for. They'll have damim. They'll have some value. And we know that Isser HaNoah has no damim, because if you mazik it, you don't pay back. But if what you get in exchange for it is usable to you, then it has some value. So all the Rishonim say that's no raya. That what you get back for it is usur to you. It could simply be that there's an issur to do it. Since it's usur to do it, so you have no realizable value. So if a guy is mazik you, he didn't deprive you of anything. If a guy destroys it, he didn't deprive you of anything, because you couldn't have accessed, you couldn't have realized that value in the first place, right? So the question is, how is Rashi learning? So we're just saying, maybe it's possible that Rashi, the machlokes between Rashi and the other Rishonim is this, that if you have something that's a stam isser hanoah, we're not talking about serious isser hanoah, like avodah zarah, but stam isser hanoah, like chametz chametz is pretty serious too, but it's not tofes, there's not tofes domim. So, see, I'm not really sure about this, but it could be that Rashi holds that it's not usher to, it wouldn't be usher necessarily to sell it, because he holds that's not considered a hanoah of the cheftza, right? Because you get stuck in a bit of a problem. If what you get out of it is a hanoah of the cheftza, right? In other words, why can't you sell it? Why is it usher to sell it? So if you can say, because what you get out of it is a hanoah of the cheftza, so first of all, that should be the raisa, right? But the other Rishonim are learning that it's usur to do, but you can use the stuff you get from it. So what's the nature of the isur? In other words, I understand you have an isur hanoah, so that means you can't enjoy the thing. So where does the isur of selling it come from? If you're going to tell me it's because you're getting something for it, so it's not the selling, it's the getting something for it that's the problem. So then what you get for it should be usur b'hanoah. But they're in a funny position. They're saying it's usur to sell it, but what you get for it is mutar b'hanoah. So then why is it usur to sell it? That's not called the hanoah of the thing. So we were saying that maybe that's the question over here. According to the other Rishonim, I mean, it comes up, like the Ron mentioned, there's an idea of like a rotza bikiyumo. There's more than just an issue of being nene from the cheftza by isser hanoah. When there's an isser hanoah, they're learning it means that there's an isser to relate to it in any form of bilus. Not just the primary form of enjoying it, but even being a bal of it in terms of a maisa mekocha memkra. So it's a maisa, it's an isser per se. That's part of the Isuri Hanoah, the whole bundle of bailus, which includes even a maisa of Mechira. So therefore, but Rashi holds no, Isur Hanoah, if it's not a serious Isur Hanoah, like a Tofes Damim, it just means that the Guf HaDavar is also to be Nana from. But something that someone gives you for it is not called the Guf HaDavar. So in the Daraisa framework, there's no Isur to do it, because it's not a real hanoah of the cheftza. But since we see that the Gemara, that the Mishnah says lemaisa, there's no damim, so it must be there's nisa drabanan on gaining from the switch. So that's why there's no damim. But come out like this. I mean, we come out that it's a machlokas in Rashi and the Rishonim. If there's a per se iser daraisa to do a maisa mechira on iser, the other Rishonim are saying yes, and they say that openly. I don't remember where the Ritva or the Rashba, they seem to say it's an Issa Daraisa to sell it. Because that itself is a statement of valuing it and making it and chashivas and relating to it in the Torah's Bailas. But Rashi holds no, Stam Isuri Hanoah, like chametz, the basar b'chalav, it's just an issur to be a nana from it. And if it wasn't for the rabbanon of saying you can't be nana from what you get for it, so then that's not part of it would be mutter. That's not part of the deraisa. That's not part of the definition midaraisa of being a nana from the chafza. So there'd be no issur deraisa to switch it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, by the way, you should know that it really comes out to be three shitas in the Rishonim. In other words, you have the Ran who holds that whatever you switch for it is mutter l'chatchila to use. You have the shitas like Rashi who hold it's an issur d'rabbanan because it's like you're being a nana from it. But then there are other shitas who hold they agree with Rashi l'maisa that they hold there's a knas on using that money. But not because of Rashi's reasoning. It's tough because there are a few sugyas that seem to indicate that there is some issur. Okay, anyway, that's all we have to say for that.